Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I don't know if Chris Broussard still does that. I am Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh, as the man told you. We're filling in for Rob and Chris on this Tuesday evening. TJ Houshmandzadeh, my man, how are you doing this evening?
Man, feeling good, man. Ready to give him a good show.
Well, I'm ready to give him a good show, too. I should welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Don Brown is on the boards. Producer Rob is here as well. Ralph Irvin will have some updates for us momentarily. Rob, by the way, get in my ear. I don't even know if Chris still does the big, oh, yeah, oh, he does. Okay. Well, I did it poorly. Chris and Rob, again, are out this evening. I'm Aaron Torres. He is TJ Houshmandzadeh. I know Chris was in last night. It's the only time this week that he'll be in. He's going to take some much-deserved vacation. But he was in during, TJ, a very, what I think was an interesting, at the very least, Monday night game. And it's the preseason, and we get it. You can't take too much out of any one game. But two kind of very compelling narratives came out of last night's game, the Monday night game with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New Orleans Saints. Again, Chris talked about a little bit with Rob Guerra last night. Make sure you download the podcast from yesterday if you have not. But final score is 23-21. But more than just the final score was kind of the story behind the story, TJ. And two really interesting things emerged, as I said a moment ago. One, our boy Jameis Winston looked really good. 9 of 10 passes, 2 touchdowns, just looked really, really, really sharp. Threw a ball that basically was in the air for about 60 yards or so. But then also on the other side, Not nearly as good from the Jacksonville Jaguars. They put up 21 points, but basically all of them came in the fourth quarter when the game was over. 34 points total in two preseason games, 31 coming in the fourth quarter. And I think there were a lot of people in football that thought Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer, they're two college legends that will figure it out in the NFL. Nothing to worry about. Jacksonville's on the rise. So, TJ, I'm just going to put it on the floor for you right now. You take it where you want to go. What was the bigger story to you coming out of last night? How good Jameis Winston looked as the New Orleans quarterback? Sean Payton hasn't officially announced it, but it seems like for all intents and purposes, he will be the starter in week one. Or how bad the Jacksonville Jaguars looked in their second preseason game?
I mean, what do people expect? Let's talk the bad first.
Sure.
What do people expect? The Jacksonville Jaguars had the first pick for a reason. The reason is they're not a good football team. And you expect Trevor Lawrence to come in and just be this magician and then voila, the team is great. It doesn't happen like that in the National Football League. They're going to need 2 to 3 free agent classes, 2 to 3 draft classes to see what they can be as a team. You just go across their roster, just off the top of your head right now. If I tell you name a bona fide starter on that team outside of Trevor Lawrence, could you name one?
It's a great point, and I'll just say really quick and toss it back to you. I was actually listening to our buddy Colin Cowherd this morning, and he was talking about the idea that in the NFL there are two different types of rebuilds, and this is straight from Colin. I'm not trying to claim it as my own thought, but he said, look, there are the places like Miami where there are talented pieces that you can move for draft capital. There are places where the young talent is in place and the quarterback is the missing piece. And then you have Jacksonville, which to your point, TJ, and I want you to continue on it, you look outside of Trevor Lawrence, there really ain't that much around.
Great minds think alike.
There
see?
You go.
And I value Colin's opinion. So he's dead on. When you just look at Jacksonville, when I pose that question to you, there's two names that came to mind for me.
Sure.
And they were both on defensive side of the ball. It was Miles Jack, Pac-12 guy, C.J. Henderson, because he was drafted high last year. And they're talking about trading him already this year.
Sure.
DJ Shark can play on the offense. But they don't have a guy on either side of the ball where you're like, whew, we need him on our team. Like, if we were to trade so-and-so, could we get a couple of first-round picks to help our rebuild? They don't have that. And so it's going to be a process for them to get where they want to go. Trevor Lawrence is the first piece in that process, but they're going to need more pieces that can help him along the way. He's going to bring a winning mentality, as will Urban Meyer, but it's not going to be easy. And Urban has tried to bring in experienced coaches. You got Schottenheimer and Bevel on the offensive side of the ball, but they are going – if they're – not showing us much. They're going to have to change what they're doing on offense and cater more to Trevor Lawrence so that, one, we don't have a recurring issue that we had last year with the number one pick. Yeah, he's going to have success, but he's going to get the snot kicked out of him and possibly injured because the O-line can't protect. You don't want that to happen. So they need to adjust some things. But the first piece of the puzzle was Trevor Lawrence. But they need a ton of pieces because – they had the first pick in the National Football League draft because they were a bad team. No disrespect to the guys on that team, but they were bad.
So
they need more than Trevor Lawrence, for sure.
And I was going to ask, you know, I don't know if you've put out any official preseason predictions yet. I know you've been on a ton on these airwaves, obviously filling in for Doug Gottlieb, filling in here, hosting your own show up on Game on Saturday afternoons. Did you think, like putting aside what we've seen, because I do think – There are kind of two sides to this, right? We can all admit that the Jaguars are a long way away, but I'll be honest, and maybe it's my naivete, I did think like, well, you know, I mean, come on, Trevor Lawrence, look at everything that he's done. Did you expect them to look as bad as they have? Because it's one of those things, TJ, where it's not just, a lack of a deep threat or a lack, like you said, the defense doesn't have the dudes that you need. The offensive line cannot block as we saw last night. Trevor Lawrence under pressure did not look good forcing throws. Did you expect them to look quite as bad? Because it's one thing to say they had the number one pick, they weren't this, they weren't that, but I mean they just have not looked. They don't look any better, frankly, than they did last year, even before Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer got there.
I mean, if you want to give them a break or so, you say their best receiver, DJ Shark, he hasn't played.
Sure.
And so he's not playing, but did I expect him to look bad? I'll say this. I expected Trevor Lawrence to be pretty good, and I think he has been. But I expected him to be bad. That's why they have the first pick. That's why they had the first pick in the draft. And it's going to be a uphill battle. They can't miss on picks. They got to make sure they get the right guys in free agency and in the draft. But you just have to look. I mean, it's no different than the Jets. The Jets, I thought, had a pretty good draft. And then they signed Corey Davis in free agency. But when you look at these teams that pick high, and can you name a player that other teams would want and would start on their team, on really good teams? Which player on Jacksonville would start for the Baltimore Ravens or the Buffalo Bills?
That's a great point. There's no correct answer other than
Kansas City Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
the Cleveland Browns. Which starter would start on those teams? And when you start thinking about it, I'm like, I don't know.
Yep.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, and so if you don't have those type of players that could possibly go to another team and start, your team's going to be bad. And one player, yeah, Trevor Lawrence is going to make a difference, but this ain't college.
Clearly,
he ain't making that much of a difference.
I was going to say, clearly they shouldn't have cut Tim Tebow. No, I'm kidding. But let's transition. You said you opened by saying let's start with the bad, so let's transition to the good. Jameis Winston, 9 of 10 completions, two touchdowns. Like I said, he threw a ball that hung in the air for about 50, 55 yards, whatever it was. He looked like a former number one overall pick last night. And, of course, the last time that we saw him, and he talked a little bit about how long it's been since he started a game, last time we saw him, he had that historic season in which he threw 30 interception. So my simple question for you, I don't think it sounds as though you're surprised at all by how bad the Jacksonville Jaguars have looked so far, even with Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. Were you surprised how good Jameis Winston looked last night? Because I can't lie, I did not think he was going to look as good as he did last evening.
I mean, to say we thought he would go 9 for 10, two touchdowns, over 100 yards, we'd all be lying. But I'm a believer in Jameis Winston. Even though he's a turnover machine, national championship at Florida State, number one draft pick coming out of Florida State, first pick. So Jameis Winston can throw the football. Mm-hmm. The problem is he just has a tendency to throw it to the other jersey sometimes.
Sure.
But I truly believe spending that year backing up Drew Brees and just watching how he operates, it's okay to check it down. It's okay to get 4 to 5 yards. I don't always have to get the big play. If he learned anything, I believe that would be it, is I don't always have to take a chance. Jameis Winston is going to be who he is. He's going to take chances. Jameis Winston is going to never throw, in my opinion, under 10 to 12 interceptions. That's not who he is. He's going to take chances. I just can't have you at 30, bro. I can't even have you at 17, but I can take 12 to 16 interceptions. I can take that because he's going to give me so many big plays. I just can't have you more than that. But I'm not surprised by Jameis Winston. This was never a competition. Jameis Winston is a quarterback. Taysom Hill is a football player. It's a huge difference. It's not a competition. If it's about playing quarterback, Jameis Winston got him beat every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Taysom Hill can't throw. You see when he got in the game. He's holding on to the ball. He's not throwing guys open. He wanted to see guys wide open. He's not a quarterback. He's a good football player. But this was never a competition. This was Jameis Winston showing I can not turn the ball over. And if that's the case, Jameis Winston's going to be the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints because he's a quarterback. This is what he does.
So it was really interesting. I was driving around on Saturday morning, had the radio on, listened to a little show called Up on Game. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, TJ, but LeVar Arrington was talking about this exact thing where, you know, Cam Newton was called Mr. Checkdown or the Checkdown King the other day. And LeVar said, Tom Brady, his first 6-7 years, and that's all he did. And they, all they did was win. And so I think it's easy to kind of get mesmerized by the physical gifts and all that stuff. But it's like you look at exactly what you just said, you know, 9 of 10 in terms of completions. Yeah, he had a couple deep throws, but a couple of them, you know, were kind of quick check downs, get rid of the
ball. Callaway made him look good.
Yes.
That's not what it's about. Hey, sometimes a receiver gonna make a play that is not expected. And both of those plays, they're less than 50-50 balls. Callaway came down with them. Great for him. Made himself a lot of money last night. But he also made Jameis Winston look good. This thing goes hand in hand, man. That's why football is the greatest sport in the world, because can't get a ball to LeBron and say, go win it for me. Can't give it to Kevin Durant and say, go win it for me. You need 11 on 11. If they all not working, if we not working together, it's not going to happen.
This is The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker out. Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh in. We want to hear from you guys.
The new couple.
That's right.
We're going to call this the new couple.
Not quite as odd as those two. We like them just the same, though. But what I was going to say, we want to hear from you. What was your bigger takeaway from Monday Night Football? Was it how good Jameis Winston looked all but securing that starting job? Was it how bad the Jaguars are? Let us know. 1-877-99 on Fox. 1-877-996-6369. I'm Aaron Torres. He's TJ Houshmandzadeh, the new couple, in for The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments.
where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I am Aaron Torres. He is TJ Houshmandzadeh. Before the break, we were talking about last night's Monday Night Football game. Really interesting on two fronts, TJ. Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, they looked awful. And they've looked awful for 2 weeks now. As you pointed out, I think it's a great point by you, go up and down that roster outside of Trevor Lawrence. There aren't very many guys that would be starting on any team that is kind of in the conversation for the playoffs here. On the flip side, Jameis Winston looked phenomenal in limited snaps for the New Orleans Saints, all but securing that starting job. Now, Sean Payton said nothing's official yet, but we know it's official. So we wanted to hear from you. We wanted to hear what you had to say about it. What was more surprising out of Monday Night Football? How bad the Jags looked, how good the New Orleans Saints looked. And if you want to chime in, 1-877-99 on Fox. Let's start with Keith. Keith is in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple. Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Aaron, TJ, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to say I was more surprised on how unprepared Jacksonville looks, of how over his head Coach Urban Meyer looks. He reminds me of Steve Spurgeon when he first came from Florida, just, you know, got a bunch of guys he coached in college and thinking that's going to apply to NFL, and he just looked bad, you know. And people should realize that Jameis Winston wasn't kicked out of Tampa. If they wasn't going to get Tom Brady, I would imagine Jameis Winston would have been re-signed in Tampa, because, I mean, he was that productive for the most part, you know. So, I'm not really surprised that, you know, what Jameis did. I thought that he was the best quarterback on the roster in general. I just think that Taysom Hill has other value other than playing quarterback for us. So I think it was just a matter of time that he was going to be named and, you know, and look the part. So I'm going to go with Jacksonville looking pathetic.
Keith, thank you for the call. I thought that was a really good call. Do you
Hey, Keith, man, Urban Meyer, just think of what can Urban Meyer do, man? Like, you, okay, you can't make enchiladas you don't got the meat in tortillas.
That's what I was going to ask.
What you going to cook for Thanksgiving? You don't have no turkey. You don't got no yams. You don't have no dressing. What you going to do? It's make a chicken.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is, and I'm not tearing apart Keith here, and obviously he's in New Orleans. I'm sure he's really excited about how good Jameis Winston looked. But, I didn't come out of this saying, you know, Urban Meyer is in over his head. Now, I will say, when he was in college, he was not known as kind of an X's and O's schematic genius. I mean, he had a lot of great assistant coaches under him, and he was kind of known as the motivator, the leader, all that stuff. But no, I like Keith, but I like Keith's call, but I didn't necessarily feel well, like watching that game, I came away with it saying, oh man, like Urban Meyer just has no shot. So, want to get back to the phones. This is the Odd Couple, Aaron Torres and TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris and Rob. Nick in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, what's up? AT, TJ, what's good? What's good?
Nick, what's going on?
Hey, with me, man, it's Jameis Winston for me, man, because remember the year that he went 30 for 30, and I don't mean in a good way. I think a couple of times he dropped over 500 yards on people, and I think if I'm correct, he had off-season eye surgery that season, too.
You own it, man. You own it. Yeah.
So, dude, and two of them, and I disagree with you, TJ, if they didn't interfere with that one guy, that was a walk-in touchdown. I mean, it was a great catch, but, I mean, they knocked him down. So, I mean, he would have walked in on that one if they didn't interfere with him. And then on the second one, the catch was a better than the throw, but the throw was right on point. It was a dime. So, I mean, people act like Jameis Winston can't heave the ball, man. To me, the guy got off-season eye surgery. He's got a chance to start. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. So I go with Jameis Winston for me.
Thank you for the call, Nick. TJ, real quick, what is the hip thing that Jameis does? Is that normal and we just don't see people doing it? Or I've noticed it a few times with my man. I know Dak's done it too. Is that a weird thing?
That's the training. They train with the guys out here in California. It's 3D QB.
Okay.
And so that's part of their warm-up routine that all those guys, and it's not just those two. Those are just two people, but I can name 15 starters that work with those guys out here in the offseason. And it's just part of their warm-up that they do. And sometimes you see it on camera, sometimes you don't. But for the most part, they're all doing the same warm-ups, at least the guys that train with 3D QB.
Man, I got to get with you in the offseason, man. You get to watch all the college guys work out, all the pro guys work out. I'm jealous, man. But let's get back to the phones. Eric in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple, Aaron Torres and TJ Houshmandzadeh. What'd you think, Eric? Jameis surprising or how bad the Jags were? What was more surprising?
There was no more. That was both. My goodness. First off, New Orleans needs Jameis Winston to win that job. So everything Sean Payton can do to make him efficient and keep it simple, that's great, because that allows he and Taysom Hill to be on the field at the same time. Allow Taysom Hill to take the chances and do the dynamic stuff. If he can just keep Jameis Winston in his lane doing the simple stuff, Sean can scheme opportunities for them. He doesn't feel like he has to force anything. And if he's had a year to be around Sean Payton to have an opportunity to, you know, assimilate that, just make the simple plays, be dynamic once or twice a game when we scheme it in, they could be dangerous even after losing Drew Brees. I'm very excited for them. I think that adds a specific dynamic. They can push the ball down the field a little bit more. That makes them a little scary. On the Jacksonville side, man, 17 games, 18 weeks for Urban Meyer, who's never lost in his life. This will be the longest season of the rest of his career. He has not had – his career hadn't been as long as this season's going to be for this young man. And I'm worried about him even making it to the end. Same thing when it comes to Trevor Lawrence on the backside. Can he survive a season behind an O-line that's not good, and then there's not a lot of dynamic stuff happening outside for him? So if he's unable to see things open, he's not anticipating stuff, it could be a real long year. Thank goodness they have the Texans in their division, because that's the only two wins they might get. That's rough. That's tough sledding right there.
Well, they open with the Texans. Thank you for the call, Eric.
They'll get better as the season progresses. They'll improve. And Urban Meyer, all head coaches are a product of their assistants, meaning if you have great assistant coaches that can really teach the game and can develop these young men, your team is going to be better for it. And so that will be a telltale for me is at the end of this year, are the Jacksonville Jaguars improving? Whether they're winning or not, are they improving? Are they more competitive in games? That will be something to look for as if, okay, Urban Meyer does have the right coaches in place. The team is getting better. May not be winning, but they're more competitive. That will be key.
Do you take anything out of TJ, what Eric said? Because it has been a talking point about Urban Meyer basically, especially when he was at Ohio State, even more so than Florida. I mean, he went into 9 to 10 games a year where he just had better dudes than everybody. And kind of the narrative coming in was, how is he going to handle? He's going to lose more games in a season in Jacksonville than he lost in his entire time at Ohio State. And I remember the day he, quote unquote, retired from Ohio State. He said, I could never work in the NFL for that exact reason. Do you buy that as like a legitimate, he's not going to be able to handle losing at the level that he's going to lose at? Or do you just think he's a competitor and it's only going to drive him more?
Man, you tell me anybody that's been in sports for as long as Urban Meyer has, and just for – just period, that can handle losing. Nobody wants to lose at anything they do. Nothing. And so will he be able to handle it? Absolutely not. And will he have to deal with it? Of course. But he's going to lose. That's why Jacksonville had the first pick. Can they show improvement as the season progresses? That will give him peace of mind knowing they're moving in the right direction. But this ain't Ohio State. You don't go into these 4- and 5-star kids' living room. Hey, I need you to come play for here. I'm going to take care of your son. We're going to get drafted. And then you do the same thing next year. Here in the NFL, you got to draft the right guys. You have a salary cap that everybody operates under. You're in a city where you hope free agents want to come play, and if they don't, you have to overpay. So there's so many things that take place in the NFL. He doesn't even have to worry about that in college because Ohio State, because they are Ohio State, they're turning players away. They get who they want to get for the most part. And so it's just the NFL, you get who you can get. It's just a different ball game.
This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. He's TJ Houshmandzadeh. I'm Aaron Torres. It's funny you bring up Ohio State, TJ, because they were in the news, part of the big story in college football. We're going to get to that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you, Ralph Irvin. This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I am Aaron Torres. He is TJ Houshmandzadeh. As Ralph Irvin just told you, we are sitting in for the guys. And as Ralph Irvin just told you, interesting day in college football. There had been these reports, TJ, over the last week to 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it was, that in light of the SEC basically throwing their weight around and bringing Texas and Oklahoma to that league at some point in the near future, that the other three remaining power conferences, Big 12 is probably not a power conference at this point, that the three power conferences, the Big 10, the ACC, and the Pac-12, they were going to unite some sort of alliance, basically to combat a little bit of what the SEC has done. We got some details today. As Ralph Irvin just told you, there's scheduling components, and down the road, this team's going to play that team. But my biggest takeaway, TJ, was two things. One, it was very clear that this was a pushback at the SEC saying, hey, wait a second now, you guys are not just going to run over the rest of us. But two, I think it's a good thing because those conference commissioners, with the backing of the school presidents at all their schools, basically said, hey, let's move forward as a group. We're not going to steal teams and whatever programs, athletic departments from each other. Let's get some stability in this sport. Let's go with the status quo as is. And for people who are worried about this crazy land grab where this program was going to go here and this one was going to go there and this one was going to get left behind and what happens here, it doesn't feel like that is going to happen. So, TJ, I know you saw the news today. I know you're a huge college football guy. What did you make of today's announcement with the alliance between the ACC, Pac-12, and Big Ten?
They really had no choice if they, in the future, wanted to still be recognized and noticed as the Big Ten, the Pac-12, or the ACC. The SEC is coming for everybody's neck, and they're trying to put all conferences out of business, so to speak,
or trying to take your best teams.
That's what they're doing, and so for me, and it seemed like the Pac-12 were the initiators in this, it was smart on their behalf, because let's just be honest, the Pac-12 hasn't been holding up their end of the bargain when it comes to college football. It's been predominantly now dominated in the SEC. You throw Clemson in. You even throw Ohio State in. But outside of that, the Pac-12 hasn't held up its end of the bargain. And so if SC isn't SC, then the Pac-12 just doesn't get the respect, because outside of SC, maybe Oregon is the only school in the Pac-12 that can consistently recruit the top players. And so it was smart on their behalf if they want to, number one, stay relevant. But it, hopefully it will bring some more competitiveness to college football, and it's not the same teams each and every year. It's not a bad thing, but let's SC get back to how Pete Carroll had it. Let's get some parity in college football and not always know it's Alabama and who else. It's Alabama and Clemson and who else. Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, who else? Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, that's the four. Okay, Georgia, we'll throw you in there. Oh, LSU, we'll throw you in there. But you notice I'm not even getting anywhere near the West Coast.
It's facts. By the way, unrelated to anything, the best thing that could happen, not just for the Pac-12, but for college football, I think would be USC to get back to that Pete Carroll level where yes. they're competing every year. So I'm with you, and this was to me, I think for people who don't follow the day-to-day of all of it, I do think part of it was just very simply, hey, the SEC is trying to just basically exactly what you just said, take over everything. And even you look at something like that 12-team college football playoff, what was kind of interesting was it was four guys meeting. It was the SEC commissioner, the Big 12 commissioner, which was the ironic part about the Texas-Oklahoma stuff, the Notre Dame AD, and then the Mountain West commissioner kind of representing the small schools. And so even today, like, the conferences kind of came out and said, we're actually in favor of a 12-team playoff. So, you know, for anybody that was worried that we're going to get stuck on four and it was going to be those same four to five teams, TJ, that's not the case. But they were like, wait a second now, before you guys start making any decisions and any final verdicts on whatever, we're going to have a seat at the table. And so that's what it meant to me today, is the idea that the SEC can maybe run over the Pac-12 by themselves, that they can maybe run over the ACC even with Clemson by themselves. Maybe even the Big Ten, as prominent as Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State are. But when you put Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, USC, Oregon, Clemson, Florida State, Miami all on one side of the table, okay, now you got to listen to us in terms of what we think is best for the good of college football, not just what you think.
100%. I mean, this is – we'll see what this partnership or alliance actually means. Nobody really knows exactly what it is. But if it's going to make college football better, I believe everybody will be for it. But, man, what the SEC is doing, it's literally like every week. They don't even have to play out of conference. Just play in conference. And you have a tough game every week. What they are doing is almost, it's not like the college football that I grew up in.
Yep.
And so if this is the new normal, that's great. But I'm a West Coast guy. SC, get y'all stuff together, man.
Do you think that this in some ways, I mean, it has to help other people, right? I mean, first of all, we're going to get the 12-team playoff. And I think I was never a 12. I was never an expand the playoff guy, because I kind of always believed, well, wait a second now, we're not going to put in teams that are actually going to have a chance to win, with no disrespect to Cincinnati or Oregon or whomever. You're not going through Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson in three straight weeks. But now at least teams can get in where now they can sell recruits. Hey, I know 2-3 years ago when there was four teams, it was a lot tougher for us, but we're in the Pac-12. We're going to be able to get in this thing every year, every other year, whatever. I think... overall, I was worried about where college football was and where it was going. And I know it's easy to criticize the ACC for the on-the-field product outside of Clemson. I know it's easy to criticize the Pac-12. I know the Big Ten outside of Ohio State really hasn't lived up to their end of the bargain. But I thought this was really smart and just really, I think, for the good of college football. Because like I said a minute ago, I think everybody was worried what was next after Texas-Oklahoma. And now it looks like it's going to be largely status quo. And I think if you like college football the way it is, and if you like college football the way it was, TJ, as you said, I think today was a good day, and I think college football is going to kind of remain the way that it was rather than this crazy 2, 3, 4 years of realignment that completely changes everything. So again, if you like college football the way that it has been, whether you want to criticize the on-the-field product of the Pac-12, the on-the-field product of the ACC besides Clemson, et cetera, this was a good day for college football.
A great day. What does it mean? And that's the biggest thing that we could take. What does it mean? And obviously we'll know more in the future. I don't even know if they know what it means. I just know they know they formed an alliance, a partnership to keep the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the ACC as a conference independently, but let's work together and not let the SEC quote-unquote poach us. But if it brings more parity, I'm all for that because it's Clemson and Alabama and whomever else is coming out of the SEC, Ohio State, Oklahoma. That's just what it's been for the last however many years. And so whatever this partnership means, I don't know. What is it going to do? I don't know. But the fact that they're getting together and saying, hey, nah, y'all not poaching the better teams and pretty much going – be the SEC and everybody else. We're going to try to compete with you guys at your own game. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, and also make sure to not leave everybody behind. You're an Oregon State guy. You know, I think there was a fear for a school like Oregon State, like Purdue, like Wake Forest, of being left behind potentially if the SEC again.
Dude, all the schools that aren't quote unquote powerhouses, when you go.
There's not many.
Into the Pac-12, you say SC, maybe Oregon, UCLA because of other sports. You go to the Big Ten, it's Ohio State, Michigan, maybe Penn State. Who else? You go to the SEC, it's Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina's on their – like, there's not many schools that can just stand on their own. They need the power in the pull of that conference and those teams that are at the top.
This is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, the new couple, Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres,
yeah,
TJ.
The
new couple. We're taking over Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Coming up from beef in the college game, beef in the pros. You won't believe who is getting sued and for what in the NBA. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres and TJ Houshmandzadeh in this evening. Make sure you listen to TJ every Saturday with LeVar Arrington and Plaxico Burress, 1 to 3 Eastern, up on game. I'm, of course, on Saturday nights with Arnie Spanier at 11 p.m. Eastern, recapping the day in sports. Speaking of day in sports, busy day today, and kind of a story that caught my attention out of the NBA. We don't do a ton of NBA this time of year, TJ, but when you got something this juicy, you got to hit it. And we got something really good from the agent world, where apparently Nerlens Noel is suing Rich Paul. Rich Paul, of course, is the famed agent of LeBron James, Ben Simmons, Anthony Edwards. I mean, you go on and on down the list, a lot of marquee clients. But one of his clients at one point was Nerlens Noel. And Nerlens Noel left his agent to become part of the Clutch family, if you will. But after he left for Clutch, they basically didn't really help him get very much of a contract, and he ended up losing, he passed on a four-year, $70 million deal because Rich Paul at first convinced him that he could get him more, and then basically didn't get him much of anything. And so he is now suing Rich Paul for all of the losses with his money. And what I just want to ask you, TJ, we hear about all sorts of stuff. Dennis Schroeder had this kind of situation in the offseason where he turned down a lot of guaranteed money from the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you, not personally, but, you know, what is it like behind the scenes with the relationship between an agent and a player? Because we obviously know it's great to be the agent of LeBron James. It's great to be the agent of Kevin Durant, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. But this story kind of highlights, you know, it appears as though Nerlens Noel feels like Rich Paul kind of sold him a false bill of goods. Then he got into the family, and Rich Paul did nothing to help him and cost him tens of millions of dollars. What just your overall experiences just in stories that you may have heard having to do with agents and all that kind of stuff?
Man, Aaron, we ain't got enough time in the segment, man. We got to go to break in 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, well, give me a good one.
This is what I'll say, and hopefully we can expand on this conversation in the next hour.
Okay.
Is this. It's almost, I'm surprised that this isn't the first time an agent has been sued. I mean, you look at Dennis Schroeder. Colossal, colossal mistake. And I'm sure he did that on the advice of his agent, Nerlens Noel, that's suing Rich Paul. When he turned down that $70 million, you turn it down on the advice from your agent who you're paying a lot of money to give you advice on how to handle and navigate yourself through these contract offers. And when you turn down $70 million, you had to have been told,
yes,
you are going to, I'm going to get you more. And when that offer doesn't present itself, it's okay, let's play this year out. We're going to get back to that. And for it not to happen for the player is crushing, because this is a short time period in your life that you have to be a professional athlete, and you want to maximize your earning potential. And so for you to leave that on the table, and all they can tell you is, I'm sorry. Man, sorry don't cut it, because you're going to be an agent a lot longer than I'm going to be a player. That's not cutting it.
Well, and I don't even think he got a sorry from Rich Paul. And so a little bit more backstory. He had a $70 million offer on the table from Dallas. Rich Paul basically says, come with me, take a qualifying offer, and we will get you more money next year. So he takes a $4.1 million qualifying offer, has a thumb injury, and basically what Nerlens Noel claims is that the company basically abandoned him and did nothing when he hit free agency the following year. So,
right.
you know, it's a he said, she said, legally, I don't, who knows what the truth is.
It's not even that, Aaron. It's supposedly other teams are calling. They're not returning these teams' calls because they want you to go play for a certain organization or team. This is going to be interesting. This will be pivotal in the player-agent relationship scope of how business is operated. This will be critical to the decision that comes from this. Wow.
This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh, filling in for the guys. We will continue this conversation. TJ with a lot to say on this topic. Aaron Torres, TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.